Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss prose. So what is prose? Now as a matter of definition, prose is a direct, unadorned form of language written or spoken in ordinary usage. It differs from poetry or verse in that it is not restricted in rhythm, measure or rhyme. Okay? So whenever you read about prose, keep in mind the traits or the characteristics which distinguishes prose from poetry. Along with this, you should also keep in mind that there are some exceptions where prose and poetry seem to be intermixed. For example, something like poetic prose or prose poem. Here the elements of prose and poem are mixed. Okay? Poetic prose and prose poem. So what is a prose? Prose is a form of written or spoken language that follows the natural flow of speech, uses a language's ordinary grammatical structures, or follows the convention of formal academic writing. And it differs from most traditional poetry, which is based on verse and has rhyme, because prose does not have, usually does not have rhyme or meter. Now, works of philosophy, history, economics, journalism, and most fiction are examples of works of prose. All of these are written in prose. However, as I said, that there are some exceptional cases as well, such as prose poem or poetic prose. And also such things as concrete poetry or free verse. And the development of these exceptional genres or exceptional subgenres has led to the idea of poetry and prose as being two ends of a spectrum rather than firmly being distinct from each other. And famously, there is a quotation by T.S. Eliot where he says that the distinction between verse and prose is clear, but the distinction between poetry and prose is obscure. Okay? The distinction between verse and prose is clear, but the distinction between poetry and prose is obscure. This is what T.S. Eliot has said with respect to poetry and prose. And just remember that prose usually lacks the more formal metrical structure of the verses found in traditional poetry. And prose is usually divided into two subcategories. One is fiction and the other is non-fiction. And what is fiction? Fiction is just any literature that is created from imagination, something which is not presented as fact, though it might be based on a true story, but if it is presented in an imaginative way by adding some more things, then it is fiction. For example, a novel is an example of fiction, short story is an example of fiction, novella is an example of fiction. If whatever the novel or the short story or the novella talks about is not based on fact, is not factual, or let's say not in the nature of documentary, then it is fiction. Now after this, what is non-fiction? Non-fiction is anything which talks about facts, real life, rather than imagination. Okay? If anything is grounded in reality or facts, something that is verifiable, then it is non-fiction. And some examples of non-fiction are diaries, biographies, documentaries, travel books, scientific journals. All of these are examples of non-fiction. Because a diary is usually not imaginative. It is more a record of factual events. Right? A scientific journal is more based on facts rather than imagination. So it is an example of non-fiction. So from an exam point of view, you should know what is the difference between prose and poetry. After that, what are the exceptional cases where it is difficult to distinguish between poetry and prose? For example, prose poem or poetic prose, concrete poetry, free verse,